VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has rejected international demands to call new elections as the political crisis in his country deepens days after the opposition leader declared himself interim president. The United States, in fact, has already recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's leader. In an interview with CNN Turk that aired on Sunday, Maduro rejected an ultimatum given to him by a number of European countries to hold elections within 8 days, or else they would recognize the 35-year-old opposition leader. Two consecutive bombs went off minutes apart from each other at a Roman Catholic cathedral on a southern Philippine island Sunday, killing dozens of people and wounding more than 100 others during a mass. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Witnesses said the first blast inside the Jolo Cathedral in the provincial capital sent churchgoers, some of them wounded, to stampede out of the main door. Army troops and police posted outside were rushing in when the second bomb went off about 1 minute later near the main entrance, causing more deaths and injuries. The military has been investigating a report that the second explosive device could have come from a parked motorcycle next to the church. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the latest attack.
A hotel wall collapsed during a wedding celebration in Peru Sunday, killing at least 15 people. The National Civil Defense Chief said dozens of people who'd been dancing were caught under the collapsing wall and a roof early Sunday at the Alhambra Hotel in the Andean city of Abancay in southern Peru. At least 30 people have been pulled from the debris with injuries and were being treated at a nearby hospital. The city has been battered by 5 days of rains, which led to the collapse. This is VOA News. Brazilian officials on Sunday resumed the search for hundreds of missing people after a massive dam collapsed on Friday. The search was suspended for several hours Sunday over fears that a second dam was at risk of breaching. At least 37 people have been confirmed dead. About 250 employees of the mine are still missing, and they are feared dead. Differing views were expressed Sunday about the indictment of President Trump's aide and friend Roger Stone. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Stone's indictment charges him with 7 felonies, including witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. But Stone says he has done nothing wrong.
All I did was take publicly available information and try to hype it to get it as much attention as possible.
Stone has predicted his vindication. However, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says prosecutors have a strong case against Stone.
These are very specific allegations of lies and witness intimidation. They're matters that will be easily provable.
Both Stone and Schiff appeared on ABC's This Week.
Aides to President Trump on Sunday challenged opposition Democrats to prove they want tough security on the southern border with Mexico now that the longest ever partial government shutdown has ended and the clock is ticking on a 3-week window for negotiations. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday.
He doesn't want to shut the government down. Let's make that very clear. He doesn't want to declare a national emergency. What he wants to do is fix this the way that things are supposed to get fixed with our government, which is through legislation.
Mulvaney said the president would secure the border, and he'll do it either with or without Congress. Pope Francis celebrated a final mass on Sunday before an estimated 700,000 people and presidents from across Central America as he brought World Youth Day to a close on a Panama City field. The Vatican said the presidents of Colombia, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, and Portugal were all on hand for the mass, along with hundreds of thousands of pilgrims. After the mass, Francis was heading to a church-run home for people infected with HIV, a visit that is likely to send a strong message in Panama, where AIDS carries a terrible stigma. Francis then met with Youth Day volunteers before heading back to Rome. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.